Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Perium, and boy, what an exciting way to start off the evening here with all those hundreds and hundreds of beeps. And another exciting way to start off the evening is just announcing another record-breaking month, the month of May. We had more new enrollments, more backup orders, more business, and just lots of great stuff happening all throughout North America. So we appreciate your hard work and your efforts and everything that you've done to make May a special month, and June is off to even a faster start. You can hear from all the people on the line here tonight that people want to learn how to move forward and how to move quickly. And I've got one of our crown members, one of the leaders of the Hawaii team, Hale Pasqua, who's standing by. But before we bring Hale on to tell us how to get started fast and get started right and hear some of his practical step-by-step training on how to grow your business, I want to make a couple of important announcements. Starting with our premier product special for the month of June, we've got Revive It All as our product special, and not coincidentally, our owner and founder, David Sandoval, is going to be doing his Wednesday night training tomorrow evening on Revive It All, and it's an amazing product. It's great for anti-aging. It's great for athletes. It's great for students. There's so many benefits. And even the backstory of where the product came from and how David formulated it is really interesting. So if you're looking to add another product to your regimen to take you to another level, no matter what you do on a regular basis, whether it's work or fun that you're looking to improve, Revive It All can definitely do that for you. And we've got a buy three, get one free special going on. And grab your credit card for tomorrow night, because after you hear what David Sandoval has to say about this product, there's no question you're going to be wanting to make sure you add that to your order. So lots of great stuff going on. We're just a couple of months away from our convention. We had a great field advisory board call tonight, or today, before tonight's call, and went through hour by hour what the convention looks like, what we're going to be launching, what we're going to be doing, who's going to be speaking there. And boy, we got a loaded agenda. We've got, it looks like, four outside speakers coming to supplement our corporate team and our field leadership team. So as far as value goes, as far as what you're going to get when you show up to that national convention, not only are you going to be getting, you know, the first access to the tools and the websites and the videos and the events and all the stuff that's going to be introduced at the event, but you're going to have access to some great world-class training. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and if you're looking to build your business through the fall, you got to be there. So hopefully you've got the information necessary. And if you're new to the business, if you've been in the business less than 30 days, you can still get our introductory price of $179. So we're doing everything we can to keep the price reasonable. There's a lunch. There's a beautiful, fantastic dinner we're going to have, lots of recognition, lots of fun, lots of partying, lots of great value and entertainment. So you want to be part of that event. And lots going on and lots happening throughout the company. And one of the things that's always fun for me is to look at the team of people that we've attracted. You know, we've got folks from all over with all kinds of business backgrounds, and you know, the person who's going to be doing the majority of the training here tonight is one of our younger members. He's under the age of 30, but you know, his business wisdom and his experience, his ability to take complicated ideas and make them simple, I think that's really the magic of Hale Pasqua, is he has a way of simplifying complicated ideas, and that's what duplication is about, is making things so simple that not only do you have success, but you pave a pathway for other people to follow in your footsteps. And so I got my pen out, my paper out, and hope you do too. Hale, are you on the line?
Aloha, Dave.
Aloha. Welcome to the call. Thanks for doing this training for us.
Thanks, Dave. I really appreciate being on this call. I'm super excited, and a big aloha to everyone who's on the call today. And I agree 100% with what you just said. Simple, simple, simple. That's all I'm about. And I have a motto, and it's plan the work and work the plan. And you know, getting off to a great start kind of in the beginning of the month really just all starts with planning. So that's why at the beginning of the month, I always encourage everyone just to schedule some kind of business planning session with your Upstream Diamonds. And when I say business planning, I mean express to them what your goals are and what you want Perium to do for you. You know, I've done hundreds of business planning sessions over the years, and everyone is different. Everyone has different goals, and some people have physical goals, some people have financial goals, some people have both. But it's important that you're able to express that and communicate these goals to your Upstream support, and also so that you know them yourself, so you can be supported. So I know we got all different levels of people on this call, but you know, first I would want to kind of just talk to all of the newbies out there, and you know, you're super excited, going to get you started, and I'm going to show the simplest plan that we have for, you know, everyone who's new on the line. And how does an extra $500 to $1,000, you know, a month sound? You know, that's pretty good, right? I would say in your first month, maybe even your first week, to make an extra $500 and $1,000, that can be great. So we're going to show you how you're going to make your money back, how you're going to double your money. And it's as simple as wash, rinse, repeat. You're going to remember the numbers 6 and 3. So I teach this a lot, 6 and 3 to our team. You're looking for 6 customers and 3 promoters. So when I say that, when I say 6 customers and 3 promoters, is more so about the mindset of people. So, you know, you're looking for 6 people who are just going to do the transformation, who, you know, they just want to take products. They're going to be heavy consumers of your product. And you're looking for 3 promoters. So people who see the opportunity, they want to promote the Perium lifestyle. They could even be just people who really like to share, but these are, you know, mostly going to be people who have that mentality where they want to, you know, create some additional income. So the first step is what I like to call paying it forward, and I love that because it gives 50, get 50. So this is an amazing program that we have, and what I love about Give 50, Give 50, Get 50 is that it's a very easy way for us to just start getting customers. It's a great way for you to just start building your customer franchise. You know, one of my business mentors, you know, always told me that what we do is very easy. It's very simple. We find customers, we find team members, and we help our team members find customers and team members. And that's really what we're trying to do here, is we're looking to build a customer franchise. So start creating that personal momentum for yourself and get people on the transformation. You're going to give 50, get 50, and you know 6 people around you who you can just, when you're just first getting started and you're excited, that you can just get them on the transformation, get them feeling great, and get them having amazing results. And when you find 6 people to do that, you're going to get $50 for each transformation. So that's $300 that you're going to already get. And that's, you know, good enough to pay for your product for the next month. So that's the first step, is create some personal momentum for yourself and get people on the 10-day transformation. Now, the second step is something that I call partner up. And you're going to partner up with 3 promoters. So you're going to actually give 50 and get 100, 150, 250. I mean, we've seen this amazing gold rush promotion, and it's an amazing feature of the compensation plan. This is how you're going to find them. Is they're going to be people who maybe started taking the product. Maybe they're a retail customer. Maybe it's somebody who sees the opportunity with the gift cards. They came to a healthy happy hour. They see the value in promoting the Perium lifestyle, not only, you know, to their friends, but also, you know, to their communities. And, you know, an example is if you came in with a platinum pack, let's say a platinum pack, and you help 3 people get started the same way as you, you just gave 50 and you got 150. So $150 times 3, that's $450 right there. If you add that to the 300 that you got from giving 50, get 50, that's $750 that you just made in your first week. And that's as simple as it gets. You know, if you're looking to make between $500 and $1,000 this month, if you're looking to make $500 and $1,000 this week, then it's as simple as paying it forward and partnering up. You're going to get that 6 and 3 plan started, and that's really how simple it is. And from that, we got the plan, right? You got the 6 and 3 plan, Now it's about the work. So the planning part is easy. It's really simple. It, you know, it's really the work that you put into it that's going to be, you know, a little bit more. So I got some really great action steps that's going to help you to get started right, to start really just working this plan. And number one, first and foremost, is having a great transformation. So make sure you do it right. Make sure that you set yourself up for success and make sure you plan it out as well. Nothing is better than becoming just a walking billboard for your business. And with that, you have the traction factor. So you'll have people knocking down your doors wondering what it is that you're doing. So to get started right, you actually have to become a product of the product and just have a transformation. And make sure you take a picture too. That's always good. The second thing you're going to do is you're going to create your list. And, you know, I'm not going to tell you to call everybody on your list and, you know, just write down a bunch of names and just call every single person. This is really going to be an exercise for you to just start writing down and thinking about the people that you know who need this, the people who maybe asked you about what you're doing or maybe saw your pictures on Facebook. This is just going to be a working, running list, and this is really just a skill level thing that you're doing to kind of start getting your brain going as far as who you're going to be helping get started with a transformation and who you're going to get started as being a promoter. The third thing is scheduling your healthy happy hour. So what the leaders in this company do and the ones who are successful, they are having healthy happy hours and they are scheduling healthy happy hours. So if you have not set up one yet, I highly suggest that you go and schedule your healthy happy hour and get started. And really, it's just having a bunch of people over, tasting everything, telling some stories, and just showing the plan. And that's how simple a healthy happy hour can be. The fourth thing is just start getting people excited and having fun. So, you know, I'm all about excitement. I'm all about fun. I like to have a good time. And people are attracted to that. People are attracted to the fun people. And you want to be excited about what you're doing and have a lot of emotion about what you're talking about and about your story. And you're just going to leave the details out. So you're going to just tell people, not sell people. And you're just going to get them excited. And when somebody starts asking you a question, because of course they're going to start asking you a question, there's something that I like to use, and I've used it a lot, and I think it kind of works all around, is, you know, I don't know how it works, but this is how it's worked for me. So that's kind of a good one for you. You know, when you're just getting started and you're brand new, you really don't know how it works. You kind of know that you take a power shake and amino acids and all of this other stuff, but really you don't know how it works, but this is how it's worked for you. And always going back to how you experience the transformation and just getting them excited about what you did, because really that's what they want to hear. They want to hear your story. So leave the details out about the power shake and just be passionate about your story. And when they do that, you're going to invite them to one of our tools. So the company has amazing tools that we can use. And one of my favorite ones is our text messaging service that we have. You can invite them to a healthy happy hour. You can invite them to videos. You can invite them to look at brochures. You're going to invite, and you're going to use tools to do that. So that's going to be your action steps to getting someone started. And all of those things, once you start putting all of that work into the plan, that's where you're really going to start seeing some movement. And you can do that in your first week. So take some massive action and start implementing some of these things. So that's kind of the simple plan. And, you know, in the beginning, that's really all you need to know. So once you've kind of implemented that plan, and probably lots of us on the line have already kind of implemented that, you have some promoters, you have a team that's growing, you can start planning out how your business will grow and how your team will grow. And that's really where the business planning sessions come in. So, you know, what I've seen is one of the biggest, you know, mistakes that I've seen in this business is that lots of people, when they get started, they won't have a plan. You know, and I'm not talking about a business plan or just a master plan, just a simple goal for the month, and just kind of a plan to get there, where you need to be at. So if you really want to start building a business and you really want to start treating your business like a business, then you definitely need to look at some other goals and look at your goals. And I like to kind of start it with this question. And, you know, everyone, if you still got your piece of paper out, I want you to write this at the top of your paper. How much money do you want to make in the next 30 days? Don't write the question, write the answer to the question. How much money do you want to make in the next 30 days? And what I love about this question is because, well, I'm going to go back a little. My favorite part about the business planning sessions are kind of the first one that I've had. So, you know, everyone always has a first business planning session. And when I ask this question, a lot of the time I get a blank stare. And it's normal. It's totally normal. And that's because a lot of us don't think about money in that way. We're trained to, you know, think about hours and dollars, right? We're trained to trade in hours for dollars. If I work 10 hours a day, I get this much money. But really the opposite is true. You can choose how much money you want to make, and you can make a plan to get there, and you can start implementing a plan to get there. And that's really what I love about this business. So I love that question. How much you want to make in the next 30 days? So if you're thinking about that right now, you know, kind of think of it, you know, in terms of a car payment or a bill or a mortgage or, you know, getting your products paid for, maybe getting all of your bills paid for the month. Write down that number. How much money do you want to make in the next 30 days? Now, the next question I want to ask is, if you could get a steady paycheck every month in the next 90 days, so in 90 days, what would that check be? What would that amount be? What would you be happy with? And write that down as well. These two numbers are going to be key to how you're going to plan out your business planning and how you're going to build your Purium business. And these are the kind of numbers and these are the kind of goals that you want to be sharing with your Upteam Diamonds so that they can help you with a plan and see what kind of, you know, goal rank you should be looking at. So I always like to frame the goal rank, you know, whether it's, you know, diamond, green diamond, blue diamond, red diamond, in terms of how much money that you want to be making. So I'll kind of do an example, and I'm going to use diamond as an example because that's kind of like our first layer of leadership. Lots of fun stuff happens at diamond. Right now we got an extra $500, you know, bonus that you get when you hit diamond. You also get to go to the diamond club and have lots of fun out there. So lots of cool stuff happens at diamond. And, you know, that's about, you know, a $1,500, you know, check that you'll get. So, diamond is the example that I'm going to kind of use. But, you know, you're going to need a couple of things when you do this business, planning session. You're going to need, your compensation plan. So take out your compensation plan, when you're doing your business planning session and just look at all of those beautiful colors, all very colorful up in there, that nice little compensation rainbow, and choose your goal. Choose what rank you want to be, and you're going to write that rank at the top of your paper. The next thing that you're going to look at is how much volume do you need for that rank. So if you wrote diamond at the top of your paper, you need 15,000 points to become diamond. Now, don't get afraid. A lot of people get afraid when they see the 15,000. You know, it's like, oh my goodness, where am I going to get 15,000 points? I just got 100 points yesterday. The idea with the business planning session is to see where your business is at so that we can help others reach their goals as well. And we're going to talk more a little bit more about that. But 15,000 is how much you need in group volume. Now, the next thing that you're going to do is you're going to write out how many personally enrolled you need, so how many premier members. So for Diamond, that's 6. And then the next thing that you're going to write down is, actually, before you write down 6, you're going to break down your volume by day. So another great tool that I use, and it's been really helpful for me, and it's been really helpful for the team, is having a big, humongous, dangus calendar. So take out a big calendar, you know, like a desk calendar or just a calendar that just has big squares on it. And you're going to break down your volume that you need to be at every day on that calendar. So what I like to do is, you know, let's just say 15,000 and then you divided that by 30. That's going to be 500 points a day if you were going to become a diamond. So On the first of the month, I write on the bottom 500. On the second, I write 1,000. On the third, I write 1,500. On the fourth, I write 2,000. And every day, I write down what point I should be at so that I can hold myself accountable. And you know that if your points aren't getting there or if you're below, then you need to start taking some action, and we need to start taking some action. So the calendar actually is a great way for you to be just kind of gauge your daily volume. And what I like to do as well is every morning that I wake up, I just check my back office, and I look at what that number is, that total, and I write it down on the calendar, and I do that every day. And that's going to help you to keep in check, keep accountable, and just be aware of your volume that's happening and where it's moving from. So you're going to do that, and you're going to get your big calendar and write that out. So, and this is something very effective. I've done this every day, you know, since we've been doing Imperium, and I know our top leaders are doing that as well. So this is what's going to keep you accountable. Now, what the next thing that you're going to need to know is your structure, if there's any structure for your goal. So I'm not going to go into a lot of that, but basically for Diamond, you need 3 consultant legs. And yeah, that's a whole nother call to explain that. But I'd like everybody to know their goal. So you got to know if you need structure for the beginning of the month, then you need to know that you need 3 consultant legs, and someone can explain that. The other thing you need to know is that you need a new consultant leg. I'm not going to go into that as well, but it's good for you to write it down so that you understand what the requirements are you for in the beginning of the month for you to hit your goal. The other goal that I like to have is have an enrollment goal for yourself. So, you know, ask yourself, how many platinums am I going to enroll this month? And you can kind of gauge that based on, you know, how many platinums that you enrolled last month, or, you know, how much you want to, or maybe, you know, how much money you want to make. You know, if you wanted to make an extra $1,000, then that's like another 7 platinums that you're gonna enroll. Set an enrollment goal for yourself so that you're continually bringing new business and new promoters into your business. The other thing you're gonna do is you're gonna start taking inventory of your people. So you're gonna divide your paper into 3 columns, and then on the left side, what you're gonna do is you're gonna write down all of the names of everyone that's personally enrolled to you that has gift cards. And what you're gonna do with that is, this is gonna be a way for you to identify people who are excited, and this is also gonna be a way for you to have a conversation with your Upteam support about your people and what their goals are going to be, because you're going to be doing the same thing with them. You're going to be helping them see what goal it is that they want. So you're going to learn a little bit about your people and really start asking questions about what their goals are. So on that left side of on your far left column, you're going to write down all the names. And then on the middle column, you're going to fill all of that in with all of their numbers for the previous month. So you're going to look at what they were at, you know, did they go consultant, did they go director, and you're going to actually write in the numbers, and you're going to go in your back office and find all of that stuff. And in the third column, all the way on the right, what you want to fill that in with is a goal. So any goal that maybe you have for them or that they've set for themselves. So if somebody went to consultant last month, then a great goal for them is to go to director. I would say if they're super excited and they're super coachable and they had an amazing transformation and they're just, you know, sharing gift cards, give them a goal of executive. You know, this is the beginning of the month. It's a brand new month. Executive in a month is very, very attainable. And you're going to do that for each and every one of your personally enrolled. And you're going to start setting some goals for them. So, you know, somebody who's new, who you maybe just started their transformation, you know, you're going to give them a consulting goal. But maybe, you know, they just need to start getting customers and creating some personal momentum. You know, you're going to just help them, you know, get some customers. So, this is the idea, is that when you start filling in these goals, you're going to see where all of your volume for that 15,000 points is going to come from. So the idea is to give everyone a goal, and if everyone hits their goal, where does that leave your business? And what I want you to imagine is if you had 6 people, let's say 6 people who are very excited had amazing transformations, and are plugging in, and they each had a goal of director this month, which basically means that they are implementing the 6-3 plan. They're finding 6 customers and 3 promoters. That's 6 times 2,500 points. That's 15,000 points. And how many points do you need to get to diamond? 15,000. So when we focus on helping our team, building our team, supporting them to just do the basics and just do the simple thing of paying it forward to people and finding people to partner up with and start implementing those action steps, that's how you get to diamond and that's how you plan out your business. So thank you, Dave, for having me on the call. I'm really excited for everyone to start the month. You know, the beginning of the month is, you know, the best time of the month to just get that plan in and then, you know, just start working that plan. So thank you.
Yeah, well, thanks for sharing that, Holly, and you're exactly right. You know, the beginning of the month is the best time to put your plan in place, and having that visual calendar that you were describing really keeps yourself accountable. And then importantly, if you do a business planning session with your key people, it will help them to be accountable. And so just putting it into words and then putting it on paper, like you say, you know, that blank stare of how much money you want to make, you know, that starts the process. And so no matter how sophisticated you are in business and business planning or not sophisticated, I think Holly gave some great tips, and I loved even some of the things he was sharing about the concept of I don't know how it works, but I know how it worked for me. You know, these are real-world ideas that you can take and use in your business. I really also liked the terminology that he used, the paying it forward and partnering up. You know, the idea of, you know, what we do is we do our 10-day transformation, and then we share it with other people. We pay it forward, and then we look for people who see a bigger picture and partner up with them and then help them to have success with this simple fast start training and business planning session. So I know we'll be doing more of this sort of work and training at the convention. So if you like what you heard tonight, you can get a bigger dose of it at convention as well. This philosophy and these concepts of creating duplication through simple actions and simple plans. And I really like that 6-3 program. You know, it's something very specific. And that's one of the things that's really, the last thought that I want to leave people with is, you know, don't be afraid of being specific, because there's nothing wrong with being wrong. You know, there's nothing wrong with laying out a plan and saying, I want to make it to diamond this month. Here's how I think I'm going to make it to diamond this month. And you end up at the end of the month not making it to diamond or making it to diamond in a different way than you thought you were going to. You know, you learn from that. So it's plan, do, measure, adjust. You set the plan, you measure it, you have a plan, do, measure, adjust. You set the plan, you do it, then you measure it and make adjustments the next month. And so as Holly said, you know, since he started Perium, he's been planning. Since he's started Perium, he's been helping people to plan. And so he's getting better and better at it. His team is getting better and better at it. And from that process, you know, they're becoming more and more successful each and every month. And literally every month, his team has grown, you know, for the past year. So it's obviously working. Hopefully you got some great ideas from it. I know I did. And glad that you were able to join. So again, join us tomorrow night, David Sandoval and Revive It All. And, you know, then we'll have our business opportunity presentation on Thursday night. So thanks so much for joining us, Holly. Great job. Thanks so much for sharing your thoughts and your training. And we'll catch everybody tomorrow night. Bye now.